Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friend, Jay and Jack, the Mac, ready to attack the microphone. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, that was an outstanding intro. It was,
I try really hard.
Just amazing. Are you really trying hard or are you just kind of phoning it in?
No, I'm not phoning it in.
Oh, wait, I'm the one that phones it in now.
Why are you the one that phones it in?
That was one of our leftover reviews.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like,
which
you're,
is,
you're
I guess
a shell of the man.
I guess it's technically true because I am on Skype.
You know what? Good point.
So I can't really argue with the review that I'm just...
If we're taking it literally... You are phoning it in.
I am phoning it in. I almost gave it a 5-star on that. I almost gave that review a 5-star.
Anyway, kudos to you, sir, for getting that right.
How did they know? Is someone hacking my computer?
No.
You sure?
Don't do what the old people do now. It's like, I think they're hacking me. It's like, no,
they're
you're just doing it
my
wrong.
Computer. It's like my mom still goes and delivers she hand delivers all her bills and mails them all.
Well, that's just because she's upset the USPS.
Yeah, she is
mafioso.
On there. She is the Cosmo Kramer.
Yes, she is. I'm surprised. Was it Wilford Brimley?
That was yeah.
The
Postmaster General.
Yes, Postmaster General. But yeah, that's. She should have known. She should have known what she was getting into. But,
Does the Postmaster General get, like, a Purple Heart if he, like, licks a bad stamp or something?
Probably not. Probably not.
It's like a battle wound something?
I mean, I guess if you believe the people that hate the post office, then maybe.
I don't hate the post. Don't lump me in with that.
No,
crap.
I'm just saying, like, if you're, like, those people.
I'm not those people.
But yeah, no, welcome to the Ramblecast where we talk about whatever. We are, I don't want to say in the throes, but we're kind of in one of those down periods without much TV, and that's when the Ramblecast comes on. Ramblecast is kind of our off-season show. And we talk about, you know, whatever we want to talk about.
It's
our second oldest podcast that we do.
That's true. I forgot because I thought the Married Man might be, but the Married Man would be what, third?
Third oldest. Yeah, Ramblecast was born out of necessity, really, because, you know, Lost would have these long breaks. And one of the things that people hated about our Lost podcast was how much rambling we did. So then the theory was, okay, well, but some people love the rambling, right? So I was like, well.
Now, basically, come on, let's be honest. It was an F you to the people that hated the rambling.
For you, you're always so anti-establishment. So that was your.
No, I'm
your
just
angle.
I'm anti-complainer.
Yeah.
Even though I'm
you're
a.
You're the biggest complainer.
But I'm a good complainer.
Wait, are you a self-hating complainer?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I complain about myself all the time.
Do you?
I do.
I don't hear that. I don't hear those complaints. It must be to yourself.
Well, that's only when only when it's just me.
Yeah.
There's times I'm looking in the mirror going, oh, what happened?
But yes, so in 2006, the summer of 2006 is when we launched the Ramblecast after our first season of reporting or doing a podcast on Lost, which was 05 through 06. So actually, since we are in 2016 now, we are in the or approaching the 10th anniversary of the Ramblecast,
woo-hoo!
Crazy enough. But yeah, so on this podcast, we ramble and talk about whatever is going on in our lives for the majority of the show. Sometimes we do a segment called Verses, which we haven't done in a while. And then one that has always been on the Ramblecast is The Five, which actually that segment originated on the Lost podcast. When we first split the show into two shows, it was a new segment that I came up with where it'd be questions for Jack, where I do Lost quiz questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
And we got so much listener feedback eventually. It's like that just pretty much became everything on the second show. The second show had...
which actually saved me.
It had... the second show had Next on Lost, Lost
the TV
in...
TV show.
Lost in Review. Listener feedback and the listener theory of the week.
Listener feedback. Back.
So when the Ramblecast came around, we kind of just stopped doing it. The Five moved to the Ramblecast, and that's where it has lived sense. There's your little history lesson of Jay and Jack world and lore.
People that didn't drive off the road listening to that, thanks for still being with us.
Well, I guess because we've come back now, you know, since we've become a free show for all of our shows. So it's like people coming back. I mean, we haven't, for some people, maybe we haven't been on in like 5 years.
I do like when people say, I'm so glad you guys are back podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's a little history lesson there. And well, the reason
except, for the, except for the people that go, I'm so glad you're back, except when you phone it in.
The people that make this possible for all these shows to be out there and for free is you, the listener, over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you like the shows that we put out, if we help you get through your drive time commute or those extra long walks or exercises that you're doing, it is that new year, all those New Year's resolutions to try and get into shape. If we help with that and you like what we do and you want to support making these shows available for everybody, you can become a patron today over at patreon.com/JayandJack. It's patreon.com/JayandJack. Check it out. But without further ado, how's it going, Action Jackson?
It's going good. I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe account.
Yeah?
To buy the Chargers.
Ah.
I can get enough money to buy the Chargers?
I don't know. That's you could probably get enough money to build the stadium to keep them in San Diego. Before you could buy the Chargers.
Well, but there's been I had a debate with a bald gentleman on.
I agree with the other bald gentleman personally,
but I'm not disagreeing with him 100%. But I think the city, because you know how bald people can just be so unreasonable. I agree.
Why don't you give context to the argument for people at home that don't know the argument?
You know, the people said that the people are saying that billionaires should build their own stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their own thing. If it's their business, they should build it. And yep. I said, well, I'm going to kind of, and for me to defend the Spanos family is a stretch because I don't like the way they've handled it. I think if the dad was still alive, mm-hmm. If the dad was still running the team,
yep.
He has dementia, he has some other health issues. I think the team would stay, there wouldn't be an issue going on right now.
Yep.
He was pretty loyal to the fans of San Diego, even though the Spanos family has done nothing but make mistakes since they bought the team. I mean, mm-hmm. The way they've treated players, the way they've treated the fans, and just some deals they made. And it's not like when they have the moving vans leave San Diego, they have to have an extra one for all the trophies. You know, there won't be that. But I do think the city of San Diego needs, it's not going to just be the Chargers Stadium. It'll be the Aztecs, home of the Aztecs, home of the Holiday Bowl, the Poinsettia Bowl, and other events will be happening, you know, concerts and stuff like that. I think the city has to pony up a little bit. But I think the Spanos family should be. What bugs me most about the Spanos family, they seem willing to pony up money to move to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But they're not willing to pony up money to stay in San Diego.
Yeah.
Now, whether this is just one big poker game, like I said, that I agree on. But some people think that the team should have to pay for the whole thing, which I disagree with. I guess if they could do that, well, they would have to charge the Aztecs rent and, you know, be in charge of all that stuff. But
and I think that's it. I think, you know, if the Chargers want to rent it out, then so be it. The reason why they won't is because they know it's not a good business. It's a like look at the Rams. Their stadium's only 20 years old.
Well, they
need a new one.
Well, they don't need a new one. The owner of the Rams.
But look at Atlanta. Theirs is only 20-something years old, and they need a new one.
But he's paying for most of it, the guy in Atlanta. Even though the Atlanta, their taxpayers are like $200 million. And probably the cost overruns will go to the city. It's all a scam, but in business is a scam. How many businesses? The NFL is not doing anything other than what every business owner does.
Mm-hmm.
How many businesses left California when I was there in the 90s to get better deals in North Carolina, Colorado?
Okay, again, I'm not,
we're going to give you tax breaks
if,
to come here.
If the people...
Walt Disney himself, I'm sure, got a great tax break and got the land at a cheap price. Hey, I'm going to come, I'll build this amusement park, Disney World, here in Orlando. I'm sure he didn't pay top dollar for it. I haven't done the research, but I'm sure he got the land. So I'm not defending...
No, I don't think that's it. I think the thing is that people are wising up now to the fact that, hey, this isn't a good deal. We're done being blackmailed.
I get that and understand it. But to me, okay, say it's $1 billion to build the stadium, which is, I mean, we're thinking here, it's $1 billion to build the stadium. How much of that money will be spent in the city of San Diego? How many jobs will be, I mean, you get created? I know people, you have family members. I have family members who are iron workers and friends that are iron workers. They will get jobs building the state. The money will stay. A lot of it will stay in San Diego.
Is there benefits? Yes. But the cost to it outweigh the benefits. Even when we get the new stadium, we're still not done paying what we added to the stadium before. That's dilapidated.
Well, part of the deal, if you read the plan that the city put out, you know, it's hard to trust politicians. But part of the deal was that once the stadium is completed, they're going to sell part of the land that the stadium's on now to build condos or hotels. And that will pay off the balance of what's owed on the other stadium. Because the taxpayers still owe money. It doesn't matter if the Chargers leave. The taxpayers are still in for that stadium.
Right? And
so they won't have to pay for both stadiums. They only have to pay for one. And the hope is it's the county now. It's the whole county. Like I said, I get it. I'm a fiscal. I'm probably social. I call myself social liberal, but fiscal conservative. Mm-hmm. I'm usually against everything.
Uh-huh.
This really comes down to I don't want my team leaving.
I think you should be mad that your team has all the resources to build their own stadium, but they don't want to.
But I don't.
So they're blackmailing the city. Your city. Spanos, you're not a native, so that's probably why it doesn't hurt you as bad.
The Spanos family. I'm not going to say they're poor. They're not. They're not Stan Kroenke rich. And he came out today and said he doesn't care what the NFL says. He's going to build his stadium. He's building it himself. But yeah. he has all the Walmart cash behind him. It's an interesting story about the L.A., the St. Louis thing. There was a video on a 10-minute video of the news, some L.A., some St. Louis thing. I'm already having him in L.A. Some St. Louis news station did on, and it's an interesting, when they were trying to get an expansion team there, and it ended up going to, I want to say Jacksonville got it instead.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Jacksonville or was it Houston? I can't remember what it was, but they lost out on the expansion team, and they had already started building the stadium. So they finished building the stadium. They made a deal with Giorgio Farniani, who owned the Rams at the time, to come here and get this deal. They put in the contract at any time if the stadium is not in the top 10 stadiums in the NFL, they could opt out of their contract. Well, now St. Louis, which is still a nice stadium, and there's nothing really wrong with it, but that was just enough to get him to say, okay, I'm leaving. And it's all about money because people see how much money the Clippers sold for. Clippers sold for $2 billion. Did the guy overpay for him? Yeah, but still, they sold for $2 billion. What's an NFL team going to get? The Clippers can sell for $2 billion.
Well, the problem is like and we've debated this a lot. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but nobody's going to support them. Do you see, like, and the Chargers know this too, so that's why I find it funny that, and you read everything about it, and everybody says the Chargers are lose-lose. They're going to go to L.A. Fans aren't going to be there.
I get it. And it's hard for me. You've been to the stadium.
Oh, it's a dump. I get
it. It's a dump. I mean, to watch a game there is not an enjoyable experience.
But again, it just shows like how much of a drag those are on the economy in the long run, right? Because taxpayers are paying for the upgrades that were done before, and it's completely dilapidated and horrible.
There's lots of things I pay as a taxpayer that I don't like. And it is going to come down. It has to go to a vote. If the majority wants to spend their tax dollars building the stadium, then that should happen. If they say no, then so be it.
Yeah.
But get me wrong. I don't like – for the most part, I agreed with the bald-headed gentleman, my bald brother. But I've been to that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It is a dump.
It is.
It smells like pee. The scoreboard still uses rabbit ears. I'm not making this up. It's a terrible place to watch a game. I've been to the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's disagreeing with you, right?
I paid. Part of his argument said it doesn't bring any tourism in. I go, well, you haven't seen a Charger home game.
Well, it brings in tourism, but in terms of scale, like the scale of tourism, it doesn't. Like the impact that it has outweigh the negatives.
To be honest with you, if I was the city of San Diego, if I was running city, my first priority would be saving Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's a far more revenue generator.
But you have to also, San Diego's a tourist town. That's what it makes a lot of their revenue is from the tourist industry. If you keep losing things, people aren't going, oh, that's great weather there. You have to have some, and I guarantee you, people looked at the schedules came out, what your home games and road games are for next year. I'm sure people looked, oh, San Diego's on my schedule. How cold was it outside today here in North Carolina?
It was freezing.
Freezing. Oh, I can go to San Diego.
Yeah, but again,
I'm like 99% of the side saying, yeah, taxpayers shouldn't foot the whole bill, but it should get some.
I think what they've offered is fair. I don't like saying you need to do all of this or we leave. That's where I think it's BS.
That's crap. What the city proposed, I think, would pass on a vote. I think it's fair to everybody because the city's not giving up. They're not paying for the whole thing. Yeah. And the NFL should have to pay for some of it.
Yeah.
And like the naming rights, whatever the naming rights are, a lot of times a football team gets that. No, it should be split with everybody. That's the Aztecs, the Chargers, the Holly Bowl, the Poinsettia Bowl, whatever is there. But you know, one thing I disagree with what the Spanos family is saying. They say they get 25% of their fan base is from Los Angeles. I don't have the numbers.
Like Orange County, L.A. Yeah,
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
There's no way 25% of the people are driving down, except when the Raiders are playing and when the Rams played there last year. There's no way that many fans are coming from L.A. each week to watch the Chargers play. There's no way. In fact, when the game was on locally in San Diego, it was blacked out in Los Angeles. They had a different game on Los Angeles. So it's not even, we got to see the Chargers play.
But even take that at face value and say, you know what, Spanos, you're right. 25% of your fan base is in L.A. Why are you putting it all on the line for 25% of your fan base? That's where the numbers just don't make sense.
Here's what the theory is.
Because the Rams are still going to go there anyway, so you're not protecting anything.
The Chargers last year, when they had a chance to say, okay, we want to move to L.A., said no. It wasn't till he bought that land at Hollywood Park and said, I'm going to build this. And basically, he was going to move. Then the Chargers panicked and said, oh, no, we got it. And then that's when they came up with this stupid scheme to work with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Which was just the biggest slap in the face.
Yeah.
So when that happened, people think the Chargers are just trying to put pressure so that they can get some money from the NFL to get their share to help build the stadium.
No, I get it.
It's a high game stake of poker. Like I said, if they move, I don't care. I don't live there. If I lived there, I'd vote for the current plan to keep it.
I will say, though, I think I've made up my mind. If they go to L.A., as it stands right now, if they go to L.A., I will not be a Chargers fan. I don't think I'll be a fan of any football team.
Which was shocking because you were like 2 years ago, you were all for it.
But now that I face the reality of it. But if they moved to St. Louis, I would still be a Chargers fan, I think.
You know, it's almost like anything but L.A.
Exactly.
I've decided I will still be a Charger fan. I will not call them the Los Angeles Chargers, and I will never go to a home game in Los Angeles. I'm just too old. I'm too old to change.
I guess. I can't. Like, it's just, it's not, it's less, it's one part L.A., but it's also part,
when I saw it
yesterday,
it was kind of a downer. I saw it, I was like going, oh, whatever. You know, but it just, you just got to wait and see how it plays out.
Yep.
I don't know. It's like I said, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of stuff. Like I said, as a taxpayer, there's things I look at I go, why am I paying for this? I didn't vote for this. There's things I didn't even vote for and I got to pay for. But that's just part of the deal,
It's part of the deal of being a citizen.
Yeah, so you get to pay for stuff that you don't want to pay for.
Yeah, like the roads.
But part of the plan is also that everyone who buys a ticket for a Charger home game, there's a tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are going, that to me is, there should be a tax on the parking, tax on that. If you're going to the games, you should pay more of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it. I'm done now.
I'm finished.
I'm finished. I don't care.
So big news. A new podcast is coming into the Jay and Jack stable. Binge Watch with Jay and Jack.
Does it have a song yet?
No, I got to come up with one, though.
Binge Watch, party on.
I was thinking, like, would I just use the music from the show that we talk about on that episode? Or, because the music, because we're kicking it off with Making a Murderer. Because that music's pretty good, like to kick it off with. But
I skip ahead.
Oh, it's a good song. It's kind of got, I mean, it's not the same, but it's kind of a similar feel to Deadwood, kind of, a little bit.
Close to Deadwood.
But I'm not saying it sounds the same. I'm just saying it kind of is eerie and spacey.
Well, to be fair, the trial is like when they had the trial of the guy that killed, I'm drawing a blank on the guy that killed
Stephen Avery?
No, the guy that killed Wild Bill Hickok.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same kind of trial.
But anyway,
Dirty Dan. That's what it was.
Dirty Dan. But yeah, so excited to do that. We were talking a little bit about Making a Murder before, so I'm excited to do a full podcast about it. Jack, you're in episode 7, right?
I've just finished episode 7.
So the
goal... Entitled A Bloody Mess.
The goal of Binge Watch with Jay and Jack is... it's kind of like viewer tastes are shifting in that more people kind of binge watch a show than watch traditional TV. So this podcast is kind of tapping into that sentiment of... you know, these shows that come on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and it could even be a show that's already out there, but we've never seen. We want to binge through the season that's out there or whatever.
We should do Band of Brothers.
That's not like, it's not a traditional binging show, though.
What are you talking about? People been watch it now.
Maybe.
It's 10 episodes. I've already seen it 100 times, so I wouldn't even have to watch it again.
Your only qualifications for a show that you want to do is if you've seen it already.
I think that's only fair.
But yes, so the segments on there are going to be the show, diving into the show, the entire show. So it's the season of that show. So it's not going
to
be like...
So it's going to be a 10-hour podcast.
No, it'll be similar to kind of maybe if you listen to the Star Wars podcast, we'll kind of break down the show, talk about it, review it. And then the segments that'll come after that...
I'm recording with a cheesehead.
Dig into
Bring
the
a cheese
show. Yeah,
you betcha.
The accents, like, kind of, you know, they're interesting. They wear on you after a while. But you betcha.
Betcha. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, eh?
This was pre-Aaron Rodgers. No, I guess he was, what, was 05, 06, was he?
Yeah, he was there. No, wait, that's still...
that's still Favre.
Was it Favre?
That's Favre.
It must have been Favre.
Yeah. But... sorry, where was I? Oh, yeah. So so we'll have the actual deep dive into the season, and then we'll have a segment called Is It Binge-Worthy, which we will yay or nay.
Is that a take off a Seinfeld episode?
It is. So you have Sponge-Worthy. So this is Binge-Worthy. Is the show worth binging through? And we will kind of rate the season and give it the yay or nay, yay or mayonnaise,
yay or mayonnaise.
Stamp of approval or disapproval. And then we will talk about Fill Your Show Hole, which if you've seen the ad, it's a funny ad of Amazon Prime goes. It's like you finish the show, so the credits go, and now you're in the show hole, which is, you know, that kind of empty feeling when you finish a show. Like, well, now what am I going to do? So in the segment Fill Your Show Hole, we will talk about the next show that we are going to binge and talk about. And since it's a bi-weekly show, meaning there's 2 weeks in between a show, everybody will have 2 weeks to go binge this show and then listen to the podcast and talk about it with us, because you can call in and send in emails. Because of course,
you can call now if you've seen it.
Yeah, if you've seen Making a Murderer, call 385-309-0311 or send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you haven't seen it, good luck trying not to get spoiled right now. It's everywhere.
It is, and to me, it's less about the, because the spoilers themselves, I mean, if it was kind of a big case, so it's not.
I'd never heard of it before, to be honest with you, but like I said, knowing how it ended or how it's, where it's at right now, hasn't ruined it for me.
Because it's more about the details of like the actual
case. It's
still
fascinating.
Yeah, it's a fascinating watch. So call in with your thoughts about it, and then when we have the segment Fill Your Show Hole, you will know what we are going to be filling our show hole with next. And then the closing out segment is called Rewatch, Rewind, Rerun, and Catch Up, which will be those shows. I think we've all kind of done these where I'm going to watch Seinfeld again and kind of go through it. Or, oh, man, I'm like a season behind on Arrow. Let me go through that. So
I'm a season and a half on Arrow.
So it's not necessarily a new show that we're binging, but it's maybe one we're trying to catch up on, or it's kind of reruns.
You have a suggestion on something we should watch.
That is in there. So Jack and I will just talk about, you know, what are those shows that we're just kind of running through on Hulu or Netflix or whatever that we're catching up on, or maybe I'm watching The Office for the 27th time or MASH for the 800th time in your case.
Rest in peace, Wayne Rogers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw that. I go, oh, man. Always somebody who's on my list of people I'd like to have met. Almost everyone on MASH. I'd like to meet almost anyone on MASH.
Yeah.
But he was definitely up there. Well, Alan Alda would be obviously number one.
Yeah.
But that was a bummer.
Well, because it's he was young. I mean, he's 82. That's right. I mean, it's relatively young.
Yeah.
And to die of pneumonia, that's just tough. That's real tough. It's that winter season, man. But not only successful as an actor, but also very successful as a businessman.
That's what he said. Why he when he left MASH, he wanted more money. He wanted a little. I think he was getting tired of being second fiddle to Alan Alda. But he said, "It's costing me money to be on this show. I can make more money in the private sector than being an actor."
Which kudos to him. He did it. He was very successful.
Also, Cool Hand Luke was another excellent movie.
Honestly, probably on the best seasons, and part of the reason why it was the best seasons of MASH, the first three seasons, my opinion.
His chemistry with Alan Alda is amazing.
Yes.
And my favorite, because people are putting on Facebook their favorite line from that he had said, there's a scene where Colonel Blake, this town had been blown, you know, they found out that it was the Americans that blew up this town, and Hawkeye and Trapper wanted the U.S. to take blame for it. And then Henry's all drunk because General Claiborne? What was his name? General, I'm drawing a blank on the general's name. He comes down and he's Colonel Blake is already drunk and stuff like that. He's giving this order and then Trapper goes, just bring us the check. You have to see it. I'm not doing it justice, but it's my favorite line that he says.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But speaking of shows that are on Hulu right now.
Yeah.
I segue. You know that show Billions with your favorite actor, Damian Lewis?
I haven't even acknowledged its existence, but go ahead.
And Paul Giamatti, you've heard of him, right? You like him?
I have heard of Paul Giamatti. He is on the baldish side, so it's like a double whammy of Ginge and bald, but, you know.
he's not completely bald, so he'd probably be less argumentative.
Oh, side note. Sorry, this is the Ramblecast, but what are your thoughts on Brian Urlacher getting a hair transplant?
I have that written down. Funny you say that. if he wants hair, I don't think I've ever seen him with hair. Did he ever have hair?
Well, he's gone for the shaved head, like full-on shaved head approach.
Right. But it's a hair transplant, right?
Correct, yeah.
And people are like upset that he went out and got hair.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of one of those things. Like it's a controversial subject.
Why? Who cares? It's hair. You know, people that don't have their hair don't understand.
But there's bald on bald hate where there's like, listen, you're cheating. It's like basically like steroids.
Well,
you know,
there's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David talks to this one guy about the hair thing, and it's hilarious because he's talking about people that wear hats or people that wear. You know, get the rugs, you get the hair transplants, that they're cheating, and it's all the it's hilarious. But if I had the money, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with Brian Urlacher getting if that much. It's not like it would make me feel better.
Yeah,
I guess. But it just I messed my hair.
Yeah,
and people are like, just shave it. Just do this. Who wants to shave? I don't like shaving. I tell women this day. I go, do you like shaving your legs every day? No? All right, then. You want to think I want to... It's bad enough I have to shave my face. Got to shave my head every day, too? Do you like... Halftime, you don't even shave, do you, Jay?
No, it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, so people go, you should shave your head every day. What are you hanging on to? I'm not hanging on to anything. It's just tired. I don't have to... Once you do it, you have to do it every single day. So I just have your mom buzz me like every 2 or 3 weeks. No, I don't... Why are people upset about him getting his hair?
Well, I see why he's doing it, and I sometimes listen to Bo Monty Jones on ESPN Radio, and he kind of the same point was, you know, as a citizen now, just a normal person, being this big buff dude with this, you know, skin bald head, this probably makes you a little bit more intimidating. So having the hair maybe will make you look a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, he's no longer a football player.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes him feel better, he had the money. If he had to make him feel better, he's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
People need to back off.
Yeah.
It's just that we're so quick to criticize people. They do something that's different.
So you're in. So if you had the money, you would get a hair transplant?
I'd do it.
But that'd be kind of weird because you're so identified as a bald man. So it'd be kind of like, still be you if you had hair?
Well, then I couldn't call Michael my bald brother anymore.
Yeah.
Like, which might be a good thing. No, I'm kidding. Okay. No, I would. We should
and here's
have a
the thing. Like, would you be? Go ahead.
No, we should have a poll on there. See all the bald people that listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Would they get a hair if they could afford it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to spend the money on something like that. But if I had the money, I should go like a GoFundMe thing on that. Screw the Chargers.
Yeah.
Let's pay for me to have hair.
But I think it's such a part of your, like, you know, character, you know, this icon, this podcasting icon.
Well, I could then that'd be like I couldn't make the bald jokes anymore.
Right, that's what I'm asking, right? So
wait, you can, because it doesn't matter if you make bald jokes about a bald man because they don't have a soul, they don't have a heart.
But
so.
here's my question: would you still, you know, be upset about it? Right? Like, would you drop the cause of anti-baldism?
Yeah, I probably would.
See, then you're part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem.
So, because you would now not be in that club. So
because you know when I was younger and someone didn't have any hair, yeah, I made bald jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could go back and take those jokes back because they're hurtful and you know it was mean but funny at the time. But now they're not funny anymore. They're just not.
Well, when
funny.
We were kids, we would call you baldy and all these kinds of jokes.
Yeah,
it's good times.
Yeah, it was good times. Anyway, so Billions.
Yes, Billions.
Stars Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti. I'll just spoil it, the opening scene. Paul Giamatti's tied up. He's wearing a T-shirt and short boxers. And he's got a gag on his mouth. He's got mm-hmm. So his dominatrix comes in.
Okay.
She puts a cigarette ash on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
He screams, and then she pees on him to cool it off.
Okay.
That's the opening scene.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
So
I actually
do anything.
Well, I don't want to spoil the whole thing because it does have something interesting twist at the end.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I liked it. I thought it was a good show, but you know your mom and I she wanted to podcast about this.
Okay.
But Damian Lewis' character, he plays I told her, I said, I'm not sure if he is the bad guy not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is Giamatti's character the bad guy? Are they both the bad guys? It's you really don't know. You should watch it. It's on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
You have Hulu, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, it's free, and you could go watch it. It was, the acting is, of course, it's Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti, great actors, and the supporting cast is really good also. I liked it, but she doesn't know if she wants to do it because she doesn't know if she's going to like, if Damian Lewis is a bad guy, she doesn't know if she's going to like it.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
So we're on the fence about it, so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I did. If you have Hulu, check it out. I thought it was a good show.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now you saw Stepdaddy, Big Daddy.
It's Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Big Home. Okay, sorry.
Big Daddy. Where do you get Big Daddy?
Wait, Big Daddy is the what's his name? Adam Sandler movie.
Yes.
So see, it's fun.
Hey, did you ever watch the one on Netflix with Jorge?
No, I haven't yet. It's on my
list.
I
did watch it, and I did like it.
It's gotten positive reviews, like people that usually hate on Adam Sandler movies.
It's an Adam Sandler movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's got some funny. There's some really funny parts in there. There's a part where I won't spoil you, but there's a part in there that really had me laughing.
Well, that's good.
But yeah. I liked it. I forgot watched that at when it first came out that first weekend. But I'd enjoy it. No, Daddy's Home stars Will Ferrell and my East Coast brother,
uh-huh.
Mark Wahlberg. We're like, he's like I'm like the West
You're
Coast.
You're like BFFs.
Well, you know, I grew up in the rough part of San Diego. It was kill or be killed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you had to work out, be strong, and stuff like that. And he grew up, you know, in was it Massachusetts somewhere?
He's a Boston guy.
He's a Boston guy. Somebody,
like a man outside Boston. Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So it's kind of the similar, you know, if you, you know, I was... You had to be tough. You had to be. It was like I said. Every day was, you know, San Diego was a rough place.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see why they don't want to build a stadium. So no, it's just it was a good movie. I liked it. There were some really funny scenes in there. It did take a while to get going
mm-hmm.
to set it up. It took a good 20 minutes to get set up. Will Ferrell is not his normal Will Ferrell character.
Yeah,
he still takes off his shirt because he has to show his body.
Yeah.
And so does Mark Wahlberg. Which your mom said, look at how much shape he's in. I go, I know. Same thing. But I'd give it probably 2.5 thumbs out of 4.
I guess that's okay. So is it worth going to see in the movie theaters? Like, to me, 2.5 is stay home, rent it.
Yeah, I would probably say stay home and rent it.
Okay.
I said it wasn't terrible. We laughed, and there were people laughing in there, but it wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Okay.
But it has it really did at the it's funny at the end. It really got it was better towards the end.
Okay.
It's like once it got rolling, it was funny. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So yeah, go see it.
Go see it, maybe.
Go see it. Yeah, maybe. Like if you don't like it, I'm not taking the blame for it.
Okay. All right. I haven't seen any movies but Star Wars like 5 times. So
Star Wars. I saw Creed too.
Man, I want to see Creed so bad because it's gotten really positive reviews. How was it? Like, what's your?
And I'm a Rocky homer.
You are. You definitely.
There's not a Rocky movie I don't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has a different. You know, it's Apollo Creed's son.
Yep.
And you know the whole.
But reviewers are saying it's the best Rocky since the first Rocky, is what they're saying.
Well, it's more like that story because basically it's just a reboot of the story. It's kind of like this. It's like, you know,
that's what they're saying. It's like
it's almost like Star Wars, you know, what people are saying about Star Wars and New Hope, you know, the new Force Awakens and Star Wars, New Hope. It's similar that this is a similar story where, you know, he's coming from nothing. Well, not really nothing because he's. Well, you have to see it. I don't want to spoil anyone.
Yeah,
I did enjoy it. The acting, I thought was amazing. Yeah, I'd give it 4 thumbs. Definitely go see it. It got kind of overshadowed because once Star Wars Awakening came out, The Force Awakening came out, it kind of overshadowed it. But if you love Star Wars, if you love Rocky, if you love Star Wars, you're going to love Creed. Now, if you love Rocky, you're going to love Creed. It was good. I liked it.
Where would you be? Because you're a Rocky fan. You're a big Rocky fan. You like all the Rocky movies, the fifth one.
It's my favorite franchise. You know, I'm sitting talking about Star Wars. Rocky would probably be my favorite franchise.
Okay. Where would you rank it out of this would be the 7th Rocky movie?
Yeah. Wow.
Because critics are saying it's Rocky than this movie. Just in terms of like its realism. They say once 2, 3, 4, 5, it kind of became
it does
less
seem,
grounded
it does
in
seem
reality.
Real. It does have the feel of the first movie. Mm-hmm. Rocky 1, obviously, without question.
Yeah.
Without it, we don't have the next 6 Rocky. If it's not successful, we don't have the next. It's the whole Star Wars New Hope.
Sure.
Well, the other ones have so many plot holes. But I like them all, though.
Well, you gotta rank here.
I wasn't prepared for this. So I go Rocky. I go Rocky 1.
Okay.
And I love Rocky 3.
You do? Okay.
I like Rocky 3. I like Rocky 5 too. A lot of people don't like Rocky 5, but I like Rocky 5.
Rocky
5
is the worst. I've seen them all. You like Rocky 5?
I like Rocky 5 because it goes back. I mean, it's his son grew up, you know, 5 years in one day, 5, 6 years in one day. I get that. Probably go Rocky 1, Rocky 3, Creed, Rocky 2, Rocky 5. Rocky 4.
You put 4 after 5?
Yeah. And
why? Why would you put 4 after 5? I thought 4 is four is cheesy, but
I think
it's still
good. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I forgot that Rocky 4 ends the Cold War.
That's what I'm saying. That's important.
Did you see there was a report? Someone did like an ESPN fake that how that ended the Cold War.
Oh, really?
All those years I've been saying that? Anyway. I forgot that ended the Cold War. And even Balboa, I like Balboa too.
Rocky Balboa was very highly regarded; like it got good critical reviews.
Yeah. Wow.
Rocky I'd one, argue you should put Rocky one. Balboa ahead of 4 and 5 and 3 and 2. I mean, 2 is not bad. 2 is a good movie still.
2 is a good one.
They're all good, but 5 is bad.
You're a grease your tire tank. All right, not drag this out. Rocky 1.
Okay, Rocky 1. Rocky 3.
Rocky 3.
Okay.
Creed.
Okay.
Rocky 4.
Okay.
Rocky 5.
All right.
Balboa.
Okay.
6. And let's see, I'm screwing
and two
up
is court. Last.
And two can't be last. I don't know. I can't decide. If it's on, I'll watch it. That's the problem.
Sure, but you have to like you have to be critical.
I don't have to.
You're
this
a
is
podcast.
Not Russia.
You should be able to critique.
This is not Russia.
The things you love.
All right, so
easily you have your top three, right? So you have Rocky III, and Creed. Those are your top three.
Yeah. Top three, right?
Easy
there.
Picks.
All it's right. just four.
Easy money.
All right, you know what? Rocky III. Wait, Rocky I.
Okay, three.
Rocky III is two. Creed is third. And then we go 4, 5, 6, 7. Or 2, 4, 5, 6. How's that? There you go. Finish it out.
Sure, why not? but it's definitely on my list to see that movie.
It's I loved it. I thought it was great. And believable. Like I said, the acting was... And it's Rocky. I mean, most people that fell in love with Rocky I, you love the character. That's why he could keep going on and on until, you know, and on and on.
And on and on and on and on. Now, there's a lot of previews going on right now, right? Because there's a lot of previews put in front of these movies. What preview are you most excited about in terms of movies coming?
I got to go see The Hateful Eight.
Man, I need to see that too.
I just haven't had time to see it. We wanted to see it on New Year's, but it wasn't playing at the theater that we wanted to see it at.
It has been a more limited release, so hopefully it starts to maybe expand.
But it has America's favorite, top 10 actor, Kurt Douglas.
Kurt Russell. Sorry.
Kurt Russell. Kurt Douglas is the...
Sorry. Dang it, you messed me up.
I know. I said it wrong, but you went right with it. So, yeah, Kurt Douglas is like 98 now. Kudos to him to keep kicking along. He's had some health problems. But he's still a fighter. Spartacus.
Yeah.
It has Samuel L. Jackson's in it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in everything.
Yep.
I think there was a report that Samuel L. Jackson has been in the movies that have made the most money.
Yeah, well, he was in the Star Wars prequels.
Right.
He's in the Avengers movies.
I don't think he claims that, though.
No, but, I mean, they were still successful, so he's still, you know, in terms of revenue, you know, he has a...
Pulp Fiction, he's in Pulp Fiction, he's in...
I don't think those made a lot, I mean...
Coming to America, he's in.
But yeah. There's a really, in Entertainment Weekly, they had a breakdown of him and then, like, all these different interesting facts about him. And one was just, like, all the money, his movies. Movies that he has been in, the movies, the money.
Maybe that's what I read it in.
But anyway, digress. I'm excited about Captain America Civil War. Looks awesome.
You know, it did look good. I was watching the previews. I said, oh, it looks good. I need to watch the
but
first.
But see, you're, like, way out of the loop.
I got to binge watching all these. There's too many of them.
But it's, like, they're all, like, it hasn't really been a bad one in a while. Iron Man 2 is eh.
Some kid keeps making me watch all these shows so we can binge watch and do a podcast about it.
Can we binge watch anyway? Not just focusing it a little bit?
I guess.
But yeah, it's good. I recently watched Ant-Man, which I didn't get to see in theaters. It was fantastic. It was very good.
That has Evangeline Lilly, right?
Evangeline Lilly. She looks gorgeous in it.
My good close personal friend, Evangeline Lilly, who never remembers me.
And for the record, she's that beautiful in person, inside and out.
You think if I had hair, she'd remember me?
Could be, because like all bald people look alike. You know, they kind of get lost in the sea of bald.
Well, that was bald racism right there.
Like, when I look at you and Mike, like if you just glance, they kind of look the same.
We're about the same height.
Yeah.
We have the same frown. We all have that bitter look on our face like life has just wore us down. He's sarcastic and
well, when you're bald, you just become sarcastic. Like,
I think that's what it is. You just become bitter at the world. When we clash over things, it's like the world's not, you know, we should be on the same page.
Exactly. Like, what comes first, the chicken or the bald egg? Like, that's the...
Exactly.
That's the... That's what you need to find out. But anyway, I have some things I wanted to bring up. I actually kind of took some notes throughout the time. Actually, I took this one note in October. That's how long it's been since we've done one
October?
Of these.
October?
So, at Target, they... and it's actually set up this way.
They sell Star Wars stuff.
They do sell Star Wars stuff at Target. But... You know how they kind of have, when you walk in, they have certain things on display that they want you to buy, right? And they had this whole setup of Doritos.
At Target. You're saying Target does this?
Yeah,
really?
They all do this. Like, grocery stores, they all do this kind of stuff. So they had this big thing of Doritos set up. And with the Doritos, in a standard, you know, Cool Ranch and the nacho cheese, or Cooler Ranch and nacho cheesier, and paired with them is salsa. And my question is, who would use salsa with Doritos chips?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like this, and I kind of my question that go out there to the audience at home is there anybody that would actually dip a chip, like a Doritos chip? Like, there's no point in dipping a Doritos chip because it's already kind of dipped.
Now, to be fair, if they had the classic original Dorito chip, which was a corn chip,
yeah,
that for some reason they don't make.
No.
It's like, we got to make all these chips that have different flavors on them. That one I could see, because the original Dorito corn chip is a gift from God.
It's a very good chip.
The best chip Dorito makes that they don't make is the taco Dorito chip.
Yeah.
It's by far the best
Dorito
chip.
But they kind of bring back the Taco Supreme every once in a while.
Well, then you have to buy like 6 or 7 bags of it because you have to hoard them for yourself and you take away from other people who didn't get the memo that, hey, those Dorito chips are out there.
Yeah.
The taco Dorito chips back. They go, oh, I didn't get out there in time. They're all gone. You can't have mine. No, you can't have.
The problem is that they don't do it as
frequently. I only have 7 bags. If I gave you one, that'd only leave me 6.
The problem is they don't do it as frequently as the McRib in terms of bringing it back. And that's what, if they would bring it back like seasonally, you know, like every April. Actually, let's pair it with Cinco de Mayo. Like every May, they're going to bring back the taco Dorito. But it's, I would agree, the taco flavored Dorito is.
Why don't they just make it full time?
It must not sell well enough. Surprisingly,
I don't know. People are out there killing for them.
Well, personally, if I had to go Doritos, I would go Cool Ranch. Like, that's my favorite. Nacho cheese is gross. I hate it. But
my favorite of the is nacho cheese.
Well, it's too cheesy. Like, it's too much.
That Cool Ranch is too ranchy.
Oh, it's perfect.
I'm not a fan of the Cool Ranch.
But I guess back to the original point. Like, who would dip a powdered chip in salsa? That'd be too much. That'd be too much taste.
Yeah, I don't get the point of it.
Yeah,
but you know, there are people that like will get a chip, you know, like a sour onion chip, and dip it in dressing. You know, dip it in dip.
It depends. Like if it's a French onion dip, that's different because it's a more palatable thing. Like to me, I don't know. But Doritos are so strong in flavor that dipping it in something, I think, is almost counterproductive. Whereas, like,
I agree.
So I just target. I don't know what you were thinking.
It's just it's people with hair. It's people with hair trying to influence your decision. It always comes back to the evil people with hair.
It's that hair bias coming out.
Yeah. They know that bald people walk in, and we don't have any self esteem anyway, and so we can't think for ourselves, and we go, oh wait. I never thought about dipping a ranch Dorito chip into salsa.
Yeah.
Through hot salsa. That's good.
That's horrible.
Why? Because Target told me it'd be good.
And again, it's the Target right next to where we live, and you've frequented that Target before. It's still there. When I walked in there today because I made tacos for my poor wife who broke her wrist. It's her favorite meal. So I was like, I'll make her tacos. And it's still set up there when you walk in. I think it's the same Doritos because nobody has bought them because they're shown there with salsa dip.
You think you walk in, there'd be like 100 people standing around trying to figure it out.
It's like that puzzle. It's like,
what is it? What am I messing here? What do you think this is about? I don't know.
Remember in the early to mid 90s, where they used to have those 3D art pictures, and then they have them in the mall, and everyone just kind of sits, come around, stare at them.
Because you couldn't find it. I think I found one.
You have to cross your eyes. Like, once you figure out how to do it, it's not hard.
I know. Back in the 90s, my hair would get my eyes. So that would,
I don't know.
That would be an issue.
I was your son in the early 90s, and it wasn't much there. It was well on its way.
I still get picked on by my family because I've always worn a hat.
Yes.
And when I wear a hat, I take my hand before I put my hat on, pull my hair back, and put my hat on. I still do that.
Now it doesn't make sense, but back then you still had a lot of strands that you did have to like pull back.
Yeah, that's true, but now there is no strands.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
It's just peach fuzz where I'm, you know.
But what if you
let it grow out?
You kind of shave your head. What if you just let the little, you know, remnants of the island on your forehead kind of grow out. So that way, for whatever reason,
my hair on the side of my head grows fast. You know, the typical bowl type.
The horseshoe.
The horseshoe.
Yeah.
That stuff, it grows fast. I mean, it's like a weed.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, it's just barren in the middle. It just is no, there's no hair there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. Could send a man to the moon.
No, they have hair transplants. Just ask Brian Urlacher. He can tell you what to do.
But it did look thin, though, didn't it?
What? I haven't looked at the picture. I just heard everybody talking about it.
I just saw him trending on Twitter. I go, did he die? I mean, seriously, when you see something like that, you think, okay, did someone die?
Sure.
Because why would Brian Urlacher, not that, you know, a great football player, why would he be trending? So I clicked on it. I go, oh, his hair. People had pictures of George Costanza wearing his wig. And next, you know, when he had that episode where he wore his toupee and stuff like that. But
okay, I'm looking at it now. I liked him better bald, to be honest. He looks better bald.
Yeah,
pictures. I think he looks better as a bald man.
Because he's a big guy. It's like Bruce Willis. You see pictures of Bruce Willis before and after. He looks better bald. I go, no, I think he looks better when he had hair.
Nah, I kind of go, Bruce Willis looks better bald. I think, because he's always kind of, his hair has always been receding.
No, in the beginning, you look at the movie Blind Date with Kim Basinger, and he had hair.
Which one's Blind Date? What year is that?
That's like 1988.
No, because if you look at Die Hard, which is 88, wasn't it? 88, 89, something like that.
It must have been earlier. It's with Kim Basinger.
But even Moonlighting, he didn't have a full head of hair.
He might have had a toupee on during Blind Date. I don't know.
I'm just saying that he looks.
But Bruce Willis pulls
bald.
It off because he's a tough guy actor. He can pull it off.
Yeah.
So I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy podcaster.
That's your problem.
I wilt under. You know, if I'm in a debate, I wilt. I crumble.
Mm-hmm. But
right now I'm just phoning it in.
But but I would say Urlacher looked better bald. But you know, if he's happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all that matters. If he wants to have hair, let him have hair. And who's gonna argue with him?
My other thing is that we were somewhere and a parent was yelling out their kid's name, which, you know, if you're a parent, is something that happens because children just don't listen. They do whatever the heck they want to do anyway.
They do now.
Yeah. No, you yelled at me all the time, too. So that was 25 years
ago. I'm saying, though, when I was a kid, it wasn't yell. It was one yell.
Mm-hmm.
And you came running.
But the kid's name.
There was none of this. I couldn't hear you, Mom. Smack. Can you hear me now? I'm not saying my mom did that, but that's the reason I don't have any hair.
But the kid's name was Marco. So.
Hello.
So I was just like, that's unfortunate because like whenever you yell at your kid's name is Marco, like what, everyone's just gonna go polo, like. And again, it's a family name. Maybe you really like the name, but I feel like, you know, I feel bad for that kid because now when everybody says it, like you just did it yourself. You're gonna say polo. Like it's just an instinctual response.
You can't help but say it. It's
right?
Just,
yeah. It's like you hit your knee and then you're the reflex. You know, it's
Well, that's why you gotta take your time and pick your kid's name right.
Yeah. Again, you know, maybe in a family. Maybe I don't know. I don't know the history of the situation. But I feel
Marco
it's,
Polo.
Marco.
I don't think I know. Do I know any Marcos?
It was the first person I've heard like Marco.
Marco.
I guess Marco Rubio, presidential
Marco
nominee.
But I don't know him.
No, that's true.
So you know, it's like.
But it's when you're a kid that it matters.
Yeah, because you know you're going to get picked on.
Yeah. And no matter
not that I would do it.
No matter what you do, they're going to find a way to pick on your name. But you want to have the one that will get the least scorn.
It can be. It's rough. It's like these actors. Luckily, they can send their kids to private school or homeschool them or something like that because they give them the worst names.
Because me and right? Work, I had one of the managers there. He was an Irishman, and he didn't hold back the jokes. He would. He nicknamed me.
Why? Why? Because he's drunk.
No, actually, he wasn't drunk. He just he was very.
I can say that because I'm 57% Irish or 54% Irish and English.
He was unfiltered. Let's just say that. And okay. His nickname for me was Glackenfluger. Jay Glackenfluger. That was his last name for me. So then everybody started calling me Glackenfluger.
Well, I used to be called it. Sony used to be called Glatt. And it just used
Glatt. That's so boring.
Glatt F.
Oh. That's good.
So you just go, all right.
But anyway.
Whatever.
So it's unavoidable.
I have hair, Baldy.
It's unavoidable to have your name being teased. But naming your kid Marco, I feel like you're setting your kid up there.
Hello.
You're setting your kid up. So
it's just you're going to have to pay his
psychiatric fee. Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking, okay, what's going to cost me the least amount of money when these kids get older?
Some things you can't help, genetics, bad teeth, nothing you can do about that. But name your kid, you have a choice. You have a choice. If anybody else out there at home has names that they think are worse than Marco for your kid, just send those
Hello.
In. Or call them in at 385-309-0311. Give us your thoughts on unfortunate children's names. I'm not bashing any parent making that. It's like, listen, maybe there's a good reason. I'm not saying there isn't, but.
But they always say too, if you can survive that.
Yeah.
The teasing, it does make you stronger.
Yeah.
Not that it makes it right. Cause we have, the anti-bullying campaign, which I agree should be bullying people, but it does make you stronger.
Because it's going to, it does make you stronger.
It's going to happen. I mean, it just, unfortunately, this is the way the world is, that we take joy in picking on people. So,
mm-hmm.
But there's some people that are downright mean about it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to joke about it, I think, but when you're downright mean about it, your goal is to make that person cry, then you've crossed a line.
Yeah, it's very true.
But if you can survive that, then you can be tough.
Yeah. All right, so it is now time for the five. Are you ready, Jack?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
The five. Questions for Jack. The five. Questions for Jack. What will I say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure. Almost anything goes. The five. Questions for Jack.
So, it is the five, and it is a true the five, in which I will ask Jack five questions about something that he loves. So, it's a topic he should know about. So, if he doesn't get it right, it means that he's just stupid.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I was bullied my whole life, so that you call me stupid doesn't upset me.
Well, aren't all bald people stupid?
No, bald people are evil. They're always the bad guy.
It's true.
Like even the cop on Making a Murderer. Who's one of the bad cops? The bald guy.
It's true.
Bald detective.
Sergeant Link or whatever. Yeah, Link.
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 He's Link. He's the bald, of course. And you look at him, you go, oh.
But yeah, it's true. You look at him though. It's like, yep, that's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy because he doesn't have any hair.
But I don't know, maybe you've gotten there yet. But they show a picture of them, and it's the defense trying to make them look good, and they're both smiling, and I'm just like, that doesn't look forced at all. But I don't think you're there yet, but whenever you see it, you'll laugh because it's just
in
like
fact,
it looks
unnatural. If you look at like 90% of the people in prison,
mm-hmm.
No hair.
Oh, so it's prejudice what you're saying? They're throwing them in jail.
I'm not saying that. Unjustly. You don't even have to do DNA testing anymore. Just go. All right. Yeah. No hair. It's just a matter of time before you cross the line.
All right, yeah. So this The Five, we'll be talking about Rocky the film series.
Oh!
So if you don't do well, it's your own fault. All right, so.
You know Apollo Creed went to San Diego State, right?
The character or the actor?
The actor.
Oh, good to know.
Carl Weathers, he went to San Diego State, played football at San Diego State.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I don't know if he played at the same time Fred Dreyer played, but you know who Fred Dreyer is?
No.
Played for the Los Angeles Rams and was also Hunter. Mm-hmm. Was on a lot of episodes of Cheers. Played the reporter on Cheers, would come in every now and then. Yeah. Fred Dreyer. You don't know Fred Dreyer?
I do not. I don't.
All right.
Sorry.
Let's move on. Let's move on from that then.
All right. First question of the five. The score, very famous score, music by, or music in the film, was done by this composer for Rocky 1 through 3, and then 5 through Balboa, which includes the famous, "But in Heart Now."
I'm supposed to know the composer.
Gonna find now, but it's a famous person.
Stallone's brother.
No.
He does sing. He's in the first one.
Sure. He's
Survivor.
Survivor's the name of the song. Tiger. I'm talking about the composer.
No, Survivor's the name of the group that sings Eye of the Tiger.
Yes, but this is not the composer. Like, who did the score?
John Williams. I don't know.
I'm kind of disappointed. This is a famous person. I figured you would have
gotten this one. That's great. I don't know who he is.
Bill Conti.
Oh, okay. I've heard of him.
Unacceptable.
In fact, I remember now watching a special about him doing the thing, but yeah, I don't know.
Now, what was unique about Creed is that it was distributed by Warner Brothers. Who distributed the first Rocky movie? Rockies 1 through 5.
I should know this because you know that Sylvester Stallone, they offered him $300,000. He was poor. He was living out of his... And they offered him $300,000 for the rights for it because they wanted like James Caan to do it and other, you know, they wanted a popular, you know, name actor at that time.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm going to do it.
It's famous. It's a famous story.
It's like a rags to riches story.
Yeah.
I want to say Fox or Universal.
Fox or Universal. The first one. The first five. Final answer?
Yeah.
United Artists.
Didn't I say United?
No, I thought you said...
Fox or United?
Fox.
Or United.
Ah, fine. You can have it. I'm sorry.
I swear I said that.
Well, let me check the tape. Here we go. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, no. Sorry. It was Universal.
But to be fair, I did have a U in there.
But it doesn't count. Nice try.
Why are you asking me useless information? Talk about the man. I don't want you to talk about the man.
All right. So the most recent Creed movie was a successful movie on a budget of $35 million. It has already done a box office of $115 million.
That's all it cost to make?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bunch of special effects,
I do like it because now they have, like, it looked like a GoPro over so the fighting scenes were actually...
They were real.
They've always looked kind of real because actually sometimes they are.
Yeah.
I think it was Rocky IV where he broke his ribs or something like that. He got punched. But no, that's another thing I like because they could get the punches looked. You could actually up close and personal. But go ahead.
But what is the total box office for all seven? All seven Rocky movies. And I will say the total budget for all of the movies was $119.8 million for all seven movies.
Yeah, the first one only cost like $2 million to make, right?
Yep. So that is the budget. What is the total box office for the entire Rocky series of movies? And this will be Price is Right rules. As long as you don't go over and you are within $100 million, I will give you a point.
Wow, you're so generous with these great stupid questions. I'm going to say $829 million and 50 cents.
$829 million.
And 50 cents.
And 50 cents. You are wrong, sir. Okay. $1.13 billion dollars total.
Way to go, Rock! Suck out, Red Rock!
In terms of an investment, that's not bad. $119 million you invest and you make $1.13 billion?
That's not bad at all.
You might as well just call yourself the Spanoses.
No, they wouldn't make that.
No,
they'd blow it. They would have had Rocky. He would have got hit by a car when he's running down the street. The first one, he gets up at 4 in the morning and starts running down the street. He would have either choked on the egg, or he would have you know, got hit by a car or something like that. That's how the Spanos, they would have. So, see, I'm not really defending the Spanos family.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right. So Tommy Gunn, the protege, featured in Rocky V.
I shouldn't laugh because he's not no longer living.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, bummer. What was the actor's name?
Oh, what's his name? I always called him Tommy Gunn. He was actually a professional fighter. So, what's his name? I see his face. Just died. Tommy Gunn. Who? I hate Tommy Gunn, by the way, too. he took Rocky's son's room. What is his name? I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember his name. I see his face. I'll remember it once you say it.
All right. Tommy Morrison.
Tommy Morrison. That's right. Because he is supposed to be a distant relative of John Wayne.
Oh, is he?
That's what they
said.
Yeah.
All right. The first six. Wait,
was it John Wayne?
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't John. He's a distant relative of somebody.
The first six Rocky movies were written by Sly Sylvester Stallone. Creed was the first one not written by Sylvester Stallone, who was a co-writer of the screenplay as well as writer of the story. I will give you a hint. He also directed the movie.
Oh. Was it People's... I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. I know who it is, but I can't remember.
All right, you're done? Give up?
I'm done. I give up.
Ryan Coogler, the Coogs.
Okay. That wasn't going to be my guess.
All right. Is this the last? Are we at five now? Five?
I think that's been five at least.
All right, so.
Five terrible questions, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
They're terrible. It's like, you know. I don't know.
What's wrong with the things?
They were terrible.
All right, well, this one you should be able to get, okay? So, Robert Balboa Jr.
I have to have another question?
Yes, you're on five. This is the fifth.
Okay.
Was played in Rocky II by Sergio Stallone. In Rocky III, he was played by Ian Freed. In Rocky IV, he was played by Rocky Krakoff. Interesting name. And in Rocky Balboa, played by Milo Ventimiglia. From Heroes, correct, yes. But he was actually played by his son in Rocky V, and a photo of his son was shown in Creed in reference to Robert Balboa Jr.
Which was actually a tough scene to watch.
But, question is, who is his son's name?
Is it Sasha Balboa? No, Sasha Balboa. Sasha Stallone.
Final answer?
Yes.
It is Sage Moonblood Stallone.
You know he's no longer living either.
Yeah, what did he die? I go researching for this.
A few years ago.
Yeah, 2012. Died of a heart attack.
Heart attack, yeah, I think so.
Atherosclerotic coronary artery disease. He's only 36.
Right. Yeah. So that's why when you see the scene in the movie, there's a scene where he looks at it's his actual son.
Yeah.
And Rocky's, you know, Sylvester Stallone looking at it. How can you not help but get teared up when you're watching?
Well, they say it's like they say it's Stallone's best performance since Rocky, just in terms of like being a real emotional human being.
Yeah, it is. He's not, you know, he's not this over the top character like he is. And because even, you know, Rambo, First Blood is excellent. It's just when he gets over the top is the Rambo movie.
Well, when he's an action hero, right?
He's an action hero, and, yeah. And from a financial standpoint, you can't. Hey, it made lots of money, but I would choose First Blood over any of the Rambo movies in a heartbeat.
Yep,
because it was believable. It had David Caruso in it too, so. You can't go wrong with the sex symbol, David Caruso.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's The Ramblecast. We want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter for contributing a significant amount over at patreon.com/JandJack. And big thanks to all 113 patrons And if you want to see a list of all those patrons, you can see those over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Big thanks to everybody that makes this show possible. If you would like to give a call about anything we talked about today on the Ramblecast, to be on the next Ramblecast, you can do that at 385-309-0311. Do you think Marco is a bad kid's name, or is there ones even worse that you've heard?
And oh, there's
why
worse.
Think they're bad? I know. But when I hear you, the listener, what do you think? As well as, what are your thoughts on dipping Doritos in salsa?
That should be illegal.
Is that a go or no go? And then where do you side on baldism? Do you think that getting a hair transplant is cheating, or do you say more power to
why is it cheating? If you have a bad heart and they can put a valve in your heart and keep you alive, what is that cheating?
No, but you don't need hair to survive.
Some people need it. Sometimes self-esteem is it would help survive.
Well, call in with your thoughts, 385-309-0311.
When you go to the beach, do you worry about your head getting burned on top?
No, it's like one of the few spots I don't have to worry.
No.
About.
No, there you go. Because you're like
right
Mr.
One.
You're 100. You know, you wear that 100 proof stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I have to go. Oh wait, my head.
Yep. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.